We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm starting to notice a trend with Tito. That's all I'll say. So you've made a promise. You've made a pledge. You are now, I would say, the biggest fan of Brian Shaw.
Is it fair to say that I'm on the Shaw train?
Toot, toot.
Why not?
So wait. Why not? No, I need a little bit more firmer ground than that.
A little more oomph.
Are you officially on? Are you on for good? The Brian Shaw.
Good. I will retire temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
Shuffle.
So who now moves up to the top of sports hate in Cleveland?
Oof.
Because the only thing we love to do more than love people in Cleveland from a sports perspective.
Sendejo's gone, so we can't hate on him anymore.
Oh, no. You can still hate people from the past because Michael Martinez is still absolutely atop my crap list. Or as I like to call him, the awful hitting version of Brian Shaw.
Who's on my Cleveland hate list? I don't... I'm trying to think of the Cavaliers. No, they're all likable.
Browns got rid of their kicker last year. That was top there. Cody Parker.
Yeah. Hated that guy.
He was up there. It's been that since.
Seibert was up there.
Yeah. Outside of Zane Gonzalez. Who I still am insane in the membrane. And I will die on that hill. He's now in Carolina, by the way. I just get all the former Browns there. That's the only guy I've ever come close to liking as much as I like Phil Dawson. All right, let me ask you this. We'll throw this out to the good people. 216-578-0092. Brian Shaw gets the win tonight. A needed win for the guards. Keep the winning streak going.
Yep.
Have you guys forgiven Brian Shaw for his past transgressions of being awful? And who right now is above the Cleveland sports hates list? Not of other places, because Draymond's always going to be atop the list. Screw that guy. Screw that guy indefinitely. Hate him. I'd laugh if somebody kicked him in the biscuits.
I really don't hate Brian Shaw, like, personally. This is not a personal thing.
It's a
sports performance hate.
Yes, absolutely. But in town, maybe the better way to put it, instead of sports hate, because it is our own town, who, if not for, are you an owl? If not for Brian Shaw, who is the most frustrating on-field athlete?
I mean, Njoku's up there.
Yeah, that's really good, because he was a first-round pick. He's had a couple moments where it looked like he's going to put it together.
Every year he's had a couple moments.
And last year he didn't have enough couple moments. Like, what was it? It was like 490 yards last year.
He drops the easy ones, man.
Yeah. Yep. So Njoku, top of the list.
Top of the list.
Trying to think of who was... all right. Rubio gets hurt last year. Goodwin frustrated the hell out of me
last
year.
You didn't like Goodwin.
No, I did not. And I know that's... not great to say, because the Goodwin hive might come after me. There was a couple times where I cursed Goodwin's name watching him on the television. I think that's right where we are.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of somebody else. Stefanski kind of could be on the list of
sports
annoyance.
I'll be honest, 2 years ago, Kevin Love was on that list. And then he graduated to Brian Shaw category today, or last year. Love did. He played really well for the...
With one
Cavaliers.
More year, if you're Kevin Love, wouldn't you just love to leave Cleveland after last year? Right? Because you would have left on a high note. That I really think there's something to be said about how a guy leaves a town, especially a town like Cleveland, if you can leave on a high note or at least a medium note.
I think he'll live on a high note this year. This will be his last year.
I don't know. I don't know we can trust Kevin Love two straight seasons. It is Brian Shaw Redemption Day. Dustin Fox is no longer, or rather Brian Shaw is no longer on Dustin Fox's you-know-what list. We're asking you who is. If Brian Shaw absolved himself today, what Cleveland athletes, it's not Cleveland sports hate, because that would be negative, but are on the most annoying list to watch. And let's go with, let's start with Robert. Robert, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Nick, you beat me to it. It's Brandon Goodwin. Rubio went down. He could have been the guy, but he's just so trigger happy at the end of the games, and he dribbles way too much. There are a couple games he had like the last shot and just totally ate it. And it hurt the Cavs a lot. I think they could have added on a couple more wins, got out of that play-in seat at the end of the season.
You know, the only reason, thank you for the call, buddy. The only reason why I was a little bit gun shy on Brandon Goodwin is he probably shouldn't have been in that situation anyways. Like, I know there's been a lot of talk. Did the Cavs collapse, or was it just injuries? Do you give him the benefit of the doubt? I tend to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't think that the second half of the season was a market correction for the Cavs. I think they just, the wrong guys got injured. The veterans got injured when you needed them the most, which made when they played Brandon Goodwin the most frustrating about that.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know what? I'm going to do it. And in honor of the salvation of Brian Shaw today for getting the save and pulling himself off our crap list, I'm going to pull Brandon Goodwin off there. It's not his fault. He shouldn't have been in that situation in the first damn place. Let's go with Tim. Tim, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
I just wanted to say, after Rubio went down and we went after Caris LeVert, I feel like the chemistry just wasn't there with them. And every time he went in, he just got so happy with the ball and wanted to dribble and wanted to shoot all the time. It just didn't go with our team chemistry that we had, that we just loved to pass around like it was at the first half of the season.
Yeah.
So I did not enjoy Caris LeVert at the end of last year. I hope it changes, but last year I didn't like him.
I'm right there with you. The LeVert move, and thank you for the call there, Tim. The LeVert move was going to be the move that put the Cavs over the hump. It got them right back in the good graces, and then immediately there were more injury problems for him. And then when he was on the court, there were just chemistry problems. I'm really hopeful for Caris LeVert. I know that I don't think Sexton and LeVert are redundant, like I think some people think in town. But, man, do they need Caris LeVert to be better than he was down the stretch. Like, considerably better than he was down the stretch, Dustin. Because if not, he'll be one of these guys
that we talk about,
like Brian.
Look, I think his situation last year was tough. He got here late, and then he got injured. He never got into the flow of things. He's a good player, but he's going to have to be a hell of a lot better this year.
I think he can be. I mean, the knock is he doesn't shoot the three ball well enough. And, man, they just need guys who can just be lights out. I mean, he's a career 33% three-ball shooter. You'd feel a hell of a lot better if he was even league average, 36, 37, 38%. But I don't think he has, like, in terms of the annoyance leash of Cleveland sports, I don't think he has a long leash. If he comes out there in the first 10 to 15 games, he'll be where Kevin Love was for a couple years after he signed the contract extension, where people were adding expletives before, middle, and after his name in every which order. Keith, welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
Hey, Keith.
Afternoon, boys. Hey, Dustin, real quick.
Yo, what's up?
After that duet we did yesterday, if you need to come to a cook, I don't know if you were taking man right now, but the aunties were letting me know that you being able to harmonize some Jodeci yesterday,
yeah.
The aunties was letting me know you weren't comfortable. You know, again, I don't know if you're taking.
Listen, you know, I'm a lifelong defensive back. I've got a little harmony in me.
there's a market out there for you, brother, just so you know.
Appreciate you, man.
I don't know if it's your thing, but.
That's good, because I was worried. Keith, real quick, I was actually worried about Dustin's ability to have women think he was attractive. So I'm glad this came out.
I don't worry about that at all. All the locker rooms that Dustin been in and all the brothers he's been around, I already know he hurts and Jodeci.
That's
the
right.
The fact that it matched up well.
Keith knows.
You know what I mean? Me, Dustin, we going to do something. Don't worry about that. In terms of the question, is it just Cleveland athletes or just Cleveland, just whoever's involved in the organization? Because I'll tell you right now who's annoying me and who's kind of been annoying me. It's Kevin Stefanski.
Ooh, okay.
And it's really been that first year. That first year was awesome, guys. He just called, everything was just clicking, everything was just going. And it just, I brought it up yesterday. Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb not running the ball 20 times a piece a game, not, you know, especially last year with Baker being hurt, just that play calling, it seemed, he seems pass happy. And I don't have so much a problem with pass happy as if you got a quarterback who has the ability to make those pass happy plays look good. We didn't have that. We didn't have that. In 2019, we figured that, but we didn't have a drop back stand in the pocket quarterback. We had to run the ball. We had to go off that play action. You know, again, a lot of times we were looking for David Njoku to actually make a play. He wasn't on the field.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there were two or three tight end sets that didn't have David Njoku out there. There were times that Demetrius Felton was lining up in the backfield, and I mean, Nick was healthy. And I know Kareem was hurt at the time, but then he still did that when Kareem was healthy. And I don't really want to hear, I got to get better. Because I've been hearing, I got to get better for 3 years. And I know that's coach speak. But at the same time, I don't want to see the things that you've been saying that you got to get better at from year one. And then you're still talking about that at year four. Because that means you're not.
So
that means you're expecting the players to do it, even though it's not working.
So there are a few quick things on that. There's only two excuses for not running the ball as consistently last year, Keith, and neither of them are actual defenses of Kevin Stefanski. One is he got caught up in the moment, started feeling the pressure, and lost sense of how he needed to call plays. That's not great. The other is he was setting up Baker Mayfield to be the patsy. He was setting up to expose Baker Mayfield so the Browns could move on from them because they were sick of his drama. Those are the two most likely ideas on Kevin Stefanski and why he negated the run game and neglected the run game the way he did last year. Neither of them make me feel better about Kevin Stefanski. I wouldn't go so far as to say I'm annoyed by Kevin, because I'm actually still really hopeful that he can be who we thought he was a year ago. But am I a little concerned? Yeah. So if you guys are just joining us, we are talking about with Brian Shaw getting the save today, getting the win. Dustin Fox has turned over a new Brian Shaw leaf. All right.
Yeah, no more Shawful.
No more Shawful. No more Shaw slander. Only good vibes for Brian Shaw. Who moves above Brian Shaw on Cleveland sports most annoying list? All right. So what athletes or, in this case, organizational figures are on your you-know-what list? Chris, welcome to the show, buddy.
Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
On my list, I got one past and one present. My present is Okoro, since he's a high pick.
Mm.
He'll look amazing one day and then look like trash the next day. And my past guy is Matt LaPorta, who I couldn't stand because he looked like a beer league softball player and he just never hit the ball.
One, let's not besmirch the legacy of all beer league softball players. Two, I loved Matt LaPorta. When they traded for him, I was on the Michael Brantley train when he was just the player to be named later, so I can say that. If there were tweets from those days, I would have them. I would have my receipts. The LaPorta thing chapped my ass. LaPorta and Andy Marte, I still have no idea how those two guys didn't make it in the big leagues. The Okoro thing's interesting. If he could just shoot a little bit, he'd be one of the most valuable players in the NBA. But he really can't.
Yeah.
And
kind of a prerequisite to play in the NBA.
And like, yes, shooting the ball, putting it into the hoop.
Yeah.
And with semi-regularity. Yes, sir. Slater, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for
Slates.
Us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, buddy. What you got?
I find it highly annoying that Grant Delpit and Denzel Ward get hurt so often. It's very annoying. Like they have, I'm assuming they still have a partnership with the Cleveland Clinic. Figure it out.
It's UH now.
Is it UH? Okay. So,
but yeah, still, figure it out.
Like, yeah, good doctors.
They have doctors. They have the means to fix whatever they need to fix, and they just still get hurt all the time.
I don't know that there's a bigger disparity, because usually we're the bigger apologists. Thank you for the call, Slater. We're the biggest apologists for a player, and then the market correction is how everybody else views them. Denzel Ward, it's the opposite. Denzel Ward, like we heard Jamar Chase on the one of the podcasts saying that's the toughest guy he's faced. That's one of the best receivers in the NFL. We've heard multiple receivers say Denzel Ward's impossible to go against. And in Cleveland, it's like, never plays. Like people were saying, I don't think he's worth the money they got paid. Top five cornerback money, top three cornerback money. That's interesting. We've got more on that again with Brian Shaw graduating. We're no longer annoyed by him. Who moves up the list on Cleveland Sports Annoyance?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.